Jesse and Weber
on Nova.
It can get dangerous when your kids are on the screens. Now, YouTube is a big one. Obviously, the kids love to watch YouTube, and I understand that. Now, we only have an iPad in the house. We don't have any video games. The boys don't have computers to go on to. They have an iPad that's there. They could probably get half an hour a day. Now, Lenny dropped his into the bath, so his is gone. Sorry, mate. If that's what you want to do, you don't get another iPad. Mm-hmm. So Lenny, he may get scraps every now and then from Huey when Huey's finished, but most of the time he watches Huey over his shoulder when Huey's on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear from parents. 13, 24, 10. The thing with YouTube is that you can watch some, you know, some innocent movie or some innocent video. But then all of a sudden you start clicking on you know, other suggestions on the side of that, and then one thing leads to another. 13, 24, 10, what did your kids watch? Because I, yesterday, was on my computer and I started watching a trailer for Seth Rogen's new movie called Good Boys.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Now, I think Good Boys at the moment has a rating of MA 15+. But basically what it is super bad with younger kids in it.
Right. Young kids swearing, you mean.
It's pretty full on. Here's the trailer. Here's the start of the trailer. So Seth Rogen is sitting down with the three main stars of the movie, and this is how the trailer starts.
Hey, kids. As you know, I am one of the producers on your movie, Good Boys, and unfortunately I'm here with bad news. You guys cannot watch the trailer for your own movie.
What? Are you serious? Are you kidding?
It's just too messed up for kids your age. There's drugs, there's violence, there's swearing, and although we've decided it's okay for you to do these things in the movie, you can't watch yourselves do them in the trailer.
That's f***ed up.
Oh, it is f***ed up. You can say that. Yeah. You can't watch yourself say that. That's f***ed up. Welcome to Hollywood.
So that's how the trailer starts.
Right, okay.
So I'm not joking, Sarah. Mm. I'm in my room by myself watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny's bedroom is down the end of the hallway. He's 5 years of age. I'm watching the trailer and I hear this. Daddy, you watching Good Boys?
Oh, he's a step ahead, mate. He's already a step ahead.
I said, what? He said, you watching Good Boys. It's funny, isn't it? So I said, Glennie, come here, please. I said, where did you watch this? And he points to his brother, Huey, who's downstairs.
Yep.
So then I grab my phone, I start recording, and I go straight downstairs. Now, Huey, how do you know about Good Boys?
I was going to see Shazam, and then there was this actor in it, and I, like, know him, and I'm sort of... It's funny.
What did you say, Lenny?
Oh, he has said it.
Did you show Lenny?
No, he said there's probably lots of F words in it.
He did not say that.
I didn't show him. He was watching me.
Lenny, how did you see Good Boys?
Are you Huey's iPad?
Oh, so right. So
oh, poor Huey. Shared it around. Huey's seen
under
it.
The bus.
Lenny's thrown him straight in.
So they've started watching one trailer that just led to another one and ended up with Good Boys. So we're all going to see it this Friday.
Ah,
good, doesn't it, guys? Feels good on a Friday. What is your Friday without Riddle Time? Just Friday.
Instagram Live
still
right now.
Still the start of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. If you're bored out of your brains, Instagram Live.
All right, MDG tuning in, are they, big guy?
Yeah, 26 and growing rapidly. Not rapidly,
is that the
weather? Sharp, isn't it?
Give us the weather.
Shane Upton wants you to know, Whip, looking sharp in the grey.
Thank you very much.
It's not grey, it's just blue, but he's washed it too many times.
I've got an ulcer on my lip, you can't say that.
Don't put your lip down.
Try to go going close, Cass.
No, don't go in. No, it's really sore.
It's gross.
How bad are ulcers?
That's a chin. It's not an ulcer.
Here we go, guys. First riddle, Sarah is the current champ. Fill in the blank. Andrew is the son of Rita. Rita is the something of Andrew's mother.
Same person.
I'm going to say it again. I don't think I delivered the blank very well. Fill in the blank. Andrew is the son of Rita. Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother. Rita is the...
Liza Jane Diary suggests father.
No. Thanks, Liz.
Andrew is the son of Rita. Risa is the blank of Andrew's mother. The same person as.
As Jill says,
I mean, say yes or no. Don't just smile at me like that.
You'd know if you had it, Sayers. We'd be celebrating already.
Oh, cool. That's how all game shows work, when the host goes silent.
And Rita is the mother of Andrew.
Fill in the blank. Andrew is the son of Rita. Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother.
K. Scott Max says husband?
Nope.
Daughter?
Nope.
Cousin?
Facebook friend says suits or shirts. Yeah.
Best friend?
Nope.
Sister?
Nope.
Uncle?
Nope.
Teabag?
Nope.
De facto?
No. I've forgotten the
riddle.
Have
we got no one on it, MDG? No one's got this.
It's Just Me
one.
Says name.
Who says that?
It's Just Me.
It's Just Me, you spot on!
Yeah.
Because I said that. It's the same person.
You didn't say name. Name was the word. We needed the name.
You don't want to start on this
point. Yes, it's the same person. Name is the answer.
This is going to be a tough 3 minutes.
Do you want to show the answer?
No, I get it because I got the answer.
Name, you didn't. You said it's the same person.
She
that is not the
still
blank.
Rita.
That is not the blank, mate. What I needed one word.
Don't get the one person who supports this game
Andrew
offside.
Is the son of Rita. Rita is the name of Andrew's mother. Well done, Instagram person. I've forgotten who you
so
are.
So Rita is the same, like...
What's your next one?
Sir, I'll give you that one.
Thank you, you're not
in charge, and that's not correct. Lucy is, yes, agrees with me, Sarah. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Lucy,
Sarah's losing
sides.
At this stage, guys. What gets long when you jerk it? It is made to fit perfectly.
It's not TV. What?
Slides into the gap and needs to be pulled.
Oh,
God, that's a bit
suggestive.
Horse reins?
What do you jerk?
No.
Jim Nash 2 says seatbelt.
Oh, that's
spot
good.
Spot on!
Yeah.
Wow, Instagram is winning at this stage.
No, Instagram is not winning.
Instagram
it's one apiece.
No, it's not, Sarah. You were wrong. You did not give us the answer we needed.
You don't clap this rubbish segment.
She lashes out when she's not winning.
Haters have got to get out.
You want to get on the list?
Haters have got
to
get out.
On a day that's, you know, Friday's a day.
Every step
about
I take, I'm going in the opposite direction.
Are you? That's life.
But I'm always travelling in the right direction. Where am I?
On a train.
Sarah Ann McGilvray!
Ah, she loves this segment.
That's two to me.
Now she loves it.
No, I don't love it.
Well, if you want to be uncomfortable in your seat, this is one film you need to go and see. And I don't want that to put anybody off because it's an unbelievable film. It's called Pet Sematary. We welcome the brilliant Jason Clark. Welcome to the Fitzy Whipper Show, mate.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
how
Jace,
are you boys?
We're good. We're good. Sarah's here also.
Jace, this was possibly the most terrifying film I've ever seen. Like, what on earth draws you to want to scare people this much?
It's amazing.
It's pretty disturbing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When did you guys see it?
We saw it the other day, and I don't know whether the film was more disturbing or whether Sarah was more shocked by me trying to hold onto her leg through most of it.
Yeah, I'm 8 months pregnant, and can I just say that the movement in my belly...
8 months pregnant? You shouldn't be going and seeing this woman. What are you doing?
You're telling me, like, and I know everyone makes jokes like, oh, yeah, that's going to send you into labour. No joke. I had my legs crossed. Even talking to you now, I feel like possibly there's a hand or a head coming out.
It's a cat mask. Whoa. Under the desk.
Whoa.
It's good. It's fun. I mean, I saw it for the first night with a big audience like 2 nights ago at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And it's people were laughing, people were talking,
laughing.
People were screaming. It was like, it reminded me how much a cinema experience can be a lot of fun.
Was that, so you hadn't seen it prior to that, Jace? Was it nerve-wracking going into that?
No, that was the first time. Yeah, you know, it was one of those decisions of like, so normally, you go out and you present the movie and then you go to a bar or a restaurant across the street and have a couple of drinks, then go back in for a Q&A at the end. But I thought, you know what? I'm at South by, there's 1,000 people. I'll go and watch it.
Yeah,
and
I've
got to say, I had a really good time.
But it's awesome.
Was there a film as a kid that you remember that kind of, I don't want to say traumatised you, because, you know, when you go to see these films, you love them or you don't.
Yes, there was.
But
what was it? Well, it was American Werewolf in London, and everyone told me it was a comedy afterwards. I was like, what? This is not a comedy. That was terrifying. Nobody told me to watch that.
You don't want me to be scared by that, Dad. Jesus.
Oh,
I think
God.
Everyone had one of those, though. I remember I got hooked on those movies. What was it? Was it a Chucky one? What were they
called? Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Oh, Chucky. But you'd see them at the old Blockbusters, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, all those kind of like, with the furniture's moving and the makeups, you can see the makeup. been stuck on, and you can see the furniture wobbling when somebody touches it.
Yeah, I know. It's all makeshift.
It was almost like, you know, a lost art form.
Jace, do you, when you look at the movies you've done, I mean, there was the piece of Zero Dark Thirty, which was just an unbelievable film. Did you enjoy?
Thank you, it is, yeah.
Did you enjoy the true story of what that was and how significant that was to be able to tell that story?
Yeah, I did, because people forget in a lot of the wash of that how rare it is for cinema to get that story so early, before books, newspapers,
yeah, sure,
to shoot that movie and get it on the screen so it's in the current debate, you know, the current discussion. That never, ever happened, like, ever.
Because it was...
I don't know whether it'll probably would never happen again in my career. So,
that was the thing.
No, we always felt very lucky to be doing that, and just the adventure of shooting in India, you know, and Jordan, and about something the world was thinking about and discussing. It was, you know, it was... very special time. I loved it.
Such a big moment in time.
And Mark and all the whole team in Jessica. It was extraordinary.
The other true story you were obviously part of, it came out last year, but First Man with Ryan Gosling. Yeah. How was that? Because did they send you to NASA and you just had to do, you know, all of this zero gravity training?
They opened up their doors to Cape Canaveral and Houston they'd never opened them previously, and we were able to do extraordinary things. Drive the prototype vehicles for Mars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, touch the rock. I mean, they gave us access to so many things. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing.
Well, it was such a good time. It was so wonderful.
Jace, we really appreciate your time. We love the film, although it's unbelievably scary. We want everyone to go and see it. Pet Sematary. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Thanks, Jace.
Excellent. Enjoy.
We have the lovely Lisa Whipper's wife in the studio. It's time for Wrap Up of the Week.
Say, I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that whip away.
What?
Escalator on at the buffet.
I think we should do that as a team every week at the buffet.
At the buffet.
Well done, Tom. Get into it if you can, man.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
so you want me to go first?
Yes,
all
please.
Right, here we go. Come on, mate. Bring it on.
All right, guys, don't be shy. Rap dog air. My wife, my life, my trouble, my strife. You could cut the sexual tension with the blade of a knife. Oh! Best day was for you when you got that shiny ring and I heard you screaming, I've locked down the king. Oh! Now we're living 5 years in and routine has got me just taken out the bin.
Oh!
I'm on the couch drinking whiskey and wine and you're just sitting there shopping online. Oh! We go to bed and you know what that means. Rolling between the sheets like a couple of young teens. It's wham bam and thank you ma'am. But you're just looking at other people on Instagram.
Oh!
But I get it, you're tired and so am I, but you've still got the energy to buy, buy, buy. Today is hair, tomorrow tan and nails. Yes, I'll hurry up because Gucci's on sale. You know I love you with all of my heart. And yes, I'm punching because you're beautiful and smart. But there's something I've wanted to ask for ages. Instead of that family holiday, can I go to Vegas?
I'm sure you can go to Vegas. She just doesn't want you to come back.
Whoa. Whoa. No, don't argue, wife, mate. That was a disgrace.
Really? That's why I'm the current champ of Wrap Up of the Week.
Sarah, I'm so sorry that you have to go through that.
Thank you, Fitzy. Yeah.
Lisa, now you know what it's like.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Okay,
it was huge.
Lyrics could not have been tamer.
Lisa, please save this segment.
Oh, you've got this, babe.
Come on,
you've got this. Shoulders. Do you know where to come in?
My first date with Whipple was in Chinatown.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man keep so many dumbing down.
Oh!
Time for me to tell my story, of course. I thought I'd do it now, then file for divorce.
Oh!
When we got married, it was quite momentous. He calls it marriage more like a life sentence. Our house is covered with his shoes and socks. At least I can make a hammock out of his jaws.
Oh!
You can tell it in no direction. Life with you is painful, like a yeast infection.
Oh!
I'm trying to set up best life for our kids. The only thing you contribute are undies with skids.
Oh!
It's not just me who's feeling the pain. Fitzy's wife, BJ, married a man with no brain.
Oh!
I want to say a lot more, but I better refrain. Because here's BJ now, let her explain.
What? Glasses and hat.
Who are you?
Oh, it's hard when you're married, guys. Thick as a log. There's more love between me and Cooper, our dog.
Oh.
Clean the house. Is it too much to expect? Phony, you stared at me like you do your biceps. Since you became famous, you've lost your perspective. Come home grumpy and watch True Detective. And footy season started. What a pain. It's time for me to flush a wedding ring down the drain.
Yeah! Slam dance!
Thanks, Jack.
Oh, she's trying to give it. Oh, what
Stop
do you mean?
Stop Sorry, Sarah, this rap's gone on far too long, so there'll be no mentions today of Matt DeGroote's song. Boys, you change the locks, that's right, you're leaving. Your whinging ain't gonna stop this breathing!
Whoa! I don't know who you are, and I don't know who you are.
What just came out of my mouth?
Oh my gosh, what just happened?
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Sarah, what do you do here?
Sarah.
It's not much of a contest, Mike.
Thank you.
You are horrible girls.
Revo, protest. Says anything?
Whoops, terrible lyrics.
Well done,
well done. How about this one? 13-24-10. Did you give your partner the ultimatum? And that ultimatum is lose weight or I'm out of here.
Oh, that's a big one.
This woman's gone on to tell her story.
Lisa's on the line. You
You're a good bloke. She said, I married a very fit man. He was terrific. He had energy. He wanted to live life well. Then he started to eat, and he ate like nothing else. Mm. I said to him, slow down, because I don't want our lifestyle to change because of your eating habits. That was sort of the first warning shot that she fired in the relationship. She then went on to say we had further comments as he continued to get bigger, where I said to him, if you put on more and more weight, I might find myself not attracted to you anymore.
You don't say it like that.
No, you don't.
So you see,
poorly worded.
I would say I'm really worried about your health.
Your health,
yeah,
always.
That's a nice one.
You want to have kids?
Yep.
You want to have kids?
Yeah.
Well, you're not kicking the footy with them the way that you are at the moment.
Yep. Or look at your dad. He had a heart condition.
That's true.
You don't want to go down that road.
Even though he didn't, you make that stuff up.
Yep.
Her final comment was, when I saw him for the last time getting into bed, he'd just had a cigarette, flabby skin and a beer gut.
Oh, the ciggy makes it worse.
Some girls like that.
I knew it. Do they? I knew it was over.
Yeah, no, you already don't like him if you care about that.
Oh, that's not accurate.
Well, no, it's true. You don't just lose attraction to someone because of the physical.
Absolutely,
you're 100%
do. You so can.
No, you can't.
Very specifically, lose a physical attraction with someone if they put on a substantial amount of weight.
Very,
very shallow, mate.
Oh, you could.
Yeah, it is shallow.
It is, because the main reason you do fall in love with that person is because of their personality. And the main reason you were originally attracted to them is because of the way you looked at them.
So, Matt, what's going to happen when Bronte has a kid? Because I'm telling you now, as you said to me the other day, I'd let fitness fall by the wayside this year.
Having a child is a very different part.
Oh,
a very different part.
No, I know,
if
but there is an extra 10 kilos on
me. Blow out significantly, we've got a clause in the contract.
When are you on Girls on the Grill next?
Because bring that up.
You're in big trouble.
No, Whip, you're absolutely
but
right.
But it would represent also giving up on the relationship a bit. Like if Lisa had said to me, hey, I'm worried about your health, you're putting on weight, you don't exercise, and it's a major blowout factor, right? It almost shows that I'm lacking in commitment to what we had and what we signed off on.
No, it doesn't. You might be depressed.
Doesn't.
You might be very stressed
out
by something.
Without those factors, if I was, for some reason, right, just wanted to eat and I fattened up because I didn't care about my appearance.
Because you were depressed.
No, I'm not saying I was depressed.
But I'm saying
I'm not putting a medical condition into it.
No, don't worry about the medical side of it, but people don't just go down that road if they're feeling fine.
One guy that we know put on 14 kilos after he got married.
And he was feeling great about himself.
And it was because of his job that he had, and he was doing a lot of lunches every day. He wasn't depressed or anything. It was the circumstance of his lifestyle, and he put on 14 kilos. I mean, that would change things.
Rachel's given us a call. You had a problem with an ex-boyfriend, Rach.
Hi, yeah, I did. We were only going out for 5 months, but his eating habits were horrible. It was cold meat sandwiches day and night, takeaway all the time. And when you're in a new relationship, you kind of hang out a lot. Mm. So I was hanging out with him a lot, and instead of cooking dinner and that, it was get pizza, get something on the way home.
Yep.
I was starting to also put on the weight. So I broke up with him knowing how unhealthy it was going to be in the long term for me. And I did give him the ultimatum going, hey, look, we've got to start eating healthier and exercising together. And I said, look, Agar, I know we're only been going out a few months, but I do like you, but this is going to become toxic for the two of us that I just feel like I feel dirty eating this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. So you did it like a save yourself, Rach.
I did. I had to get out before I started blowing out, and I've seen him around, and he's gotten really big since we've broken up.
See, it's a tough one, isn't it? Man?
You start it, and you never know where it's going to end. Hey, look what I got you for your 40th, diabetes. I didn't want that. Whoa. I didn't need that. My God.
How do you wrap that up?
Put a bow around that. What a spot Queenstown
is. It is, I must admit.
Great idea we had. I mean, there's so much extreme stuff you can do in Queenstown. Myself and a mate that were there, we decided to create something very special for just the boys, okay? So that included him and his son and my two boys.
Who was your mate?
Hamish.
All right.
From the Hamish Andy Show.
Oh, cool. Sorry, I was just checking.
Celebrity friends.
Didn't see you post anything about it on social, so it was just hard to know who you were holidaying with. I mean, every time you guys changed outfits, it was a bloody photo gallery.
I could have put up a photo with your family.
Lisa, could you take this shot of me and my boyfriend?
Lisa wasn't involved in that day. That was a very long lunch, and we bought some fun jumpers, guys.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
Bad choice, wasn't it? Sheep jumpers. Ding, ring the bell.
Similar to that.
Thank you.
So we'll move on. We created a really special adventure for the guys, and it was called Wild Boys. So we decided to get...
Don't Google that.
Don't Google Wild Boys. Google Wild Girls. Far more interesting. So we decided to go to this camping spot. Camping is a great idea. Like, it's great in... It's great in theory.
Was this your first experience with camping? Yeah.
No, I'd done a little bit of camping over the years, but this was the first time.
Or you had a school excursion to Nepal. You were at
Mount
Everest. That's
right. We camped there. Mm. We did camp. For 2 weeks we camped. But we were... the idea of carrying all the gear to set it up to be outdoors, but to try and create a feel that you still had some of the home luxuries kind of goes against what you're trying to do.
Well, what kind of home luxuries? Because the whole idea of camping is you leave them
behind. No, but it's things like, oh, we made dinner and it tasted just like you could do at home in your kitchen. Well done on your camping trip.
Well, you tell us that you know what I mean? Camping at Walgan Valley all the time.
In the Blue Mountains. We do.
With Hamish Blake.
I don't have to carry...
Are you slumming it? Because the thread count on the sheets is only 400.
I didn't have to carry the tent, though, when we go to Walgett. That's different, mate. So, we got on the boat. There's this thing called the Earnslaw, and you go over to a sheep station.
He has a boat now?
Sarah.
Oh, you bought the boat. Sorry, it's so hard
so
to
So we
keep
get up. Over there. We're carrying three sleeping bags I had, the entire pack, the tents, the mattresses,
that's not fair.
Everything.
He's a
There's a good
bloke.
50 kilos on my back. He had 50 on his, and we were trying to look after these three mad monkeys that were running amok. We had walkie-talkies. We had all the gear, see, like we were overloaded with what we needed for this camping trip. Yeah. The highlight was just... to get back to nature, like I had a terrible night's sleep. Yeah. I didn't sleep at all. Yeah. But to be able to get up in the morning and walk into the water, just stripping off your clothes. Like complete...
awesome.
Completely nude.
Just a couple of wild boys fishing.
Hamish Blake. Awesome. And Whipper from the radio.
Just completely starkers.
A couple of blokes in sheep
And I got
jumpers.
Home and I said to Lisa, be? This was the highlight.
You wouldn't be legend, that's for sure.
No,
I said, this was the highlight
all
of the trip.
Way.
All the boys were nude. And she said, all the boys? And I went, yeah, the big boys were nude too. Just wandering into the stream.
Yeah.
So then she starts asking me about what
Tight
Hamish
lines.
Looks like in the nude.
Hang on.
She said it was weird. Huh?
So it's hang on, weird. You were camping on the side of a stream, but you walked a kilometre to get water?
Yeah, they didn't. Well, I couldn't drink the water out of the river.
Why?
There was a servo up the road.
There wasn't a service station. We're in the middle of nowhere.
But how did you get the pump bottles?
I bought them at a little gift shop.
Oh, there's no servo, but there's a gift shop.
It's a sheep station, Sarah.
Oh, well, you got the jumpers that are on Instagram.
No, different. I mean, you can derail it or just soak up the beauty of myself and H. Blake completely nude in the water. We stood there for half an hour just chatting about man stuff, but not looking down. Like, we didn't look down and go, oh, look at your piece.
Does it make
bring
you better
camping?
Friends? Because you've
think
seen
so. Me, you would agree, when you're naked with another man, it's a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know if this will be
yes,
on...
Yes, it is,
I don't know if it'll be... I don't think this will be an episode on the next instalment of True Story.
It should be.
Guys, video games. I've never really got into them, let me tell you this. It's a
it's going to take off.
Very lucrative industry, Sarah. They make a lot of money.
They do.
Do you want a comparison for you? Do you want me to hit you with a comparison?
Go for it,
figures.
Mate.
Avatar, $2
billion. Avatar the movie.
Avatar the movie, yes. $2
billion. What are you comparing it to?
What's the car
Grand Theft
Grand
Auto.
Grand Theft Auto 5, $6 billion.
Are you serious?
That's the difference in takings.
What about Resident Evil?
Don't know it.
That was a video game from a while ago, and that they made a movie.
Yeah, they did with that model in
Mila,
it.
Mila
Kunis.
Jokovic.
Jokovic, yeah. No, you're right.
My favourite.
Jokovic.
Anyway, the Resident Evil 2 remake is back. Now, I don't know anything about these video games, but I watched the trailer for it.
Yeah.
My gosh, it's worse than any horror movie that I've seen.
Yeah, right.
So you're actually playing the game, Sarah, and people are coming out of nowhere, zombies, and just taking your head off. It's really freaky.
Oh, God.
Well, not if you're good at it, though. You defeat the zombies,
Yeah? Well, not every time.
What do you mean to do? Shoot the zombie? Eat the zombie?
Oh, well, you can do whatever you want.
Spew on the zombie?
You can do whatever you want.
Spew on a zombie?
But it's a horror film.
Resident Evil 2, there's this... I don't even know how to explain it. Have you guys seen Bird Box?
No, I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
Like, there's a monster in there that everyone's talking about. This one freaked me. Like, I had to... I couldn't sleep that night. I had nightmares. It's horrible. Do you want to hear the trailer?
Love to.
Have a listen to this.
Deep underground. In a top secret research lab, security has been breached. A deadly virus capable of contaminating the entire world has been released.
Oh my God.
We have to get out of this building. Get out now!
What is drawn by everyone without a pen or a pencil?
It is. Oh my gosh, I was there. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know the answer.
It's not often I don't know where you're going. Well done.
Fitzy and Whipper on Nova.